The U.S. Navy lost a $60 million F/A-18E Super Hornet fighter jet in the Red Sea on Monday after it fell overboard from the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier, a Pentagon statement confirmed. The carrier is deployed in the region as part of U.S. operations countering Houthi rebel attacks in Yemen. The Houthis claimed to have fired a missile and drone at the carrier. A U.S. official told CNN the ship made a hard maneuver to avoid incoming fire, contributing to the loss of the aircraft. The Navy said the jet was under tow in the hangar bay when the towing crew lost control. Both the aircraft and tow tractor went overboard. One sailor suffered a minor injury during the incident. An investigation into the loss is underway. The incident comes at a challenging time for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, who has faced scrutiny over his leadership of the Department of Defense. Reports indicate morale issues and a growing number of employee departures at the Pentagon. Hegseth's tenure has also been marred by the Signalgate scandal, involving unauthorized group chats discussing classified operations.